Hey there, wild one. Here with another lesson from my 40 lessons that I've learned in 40 years series. So this lesson I'm calling, you can't jump with your foot in a bear trap. And it's all about really like taking a chance or a leap of faith. Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional. The show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, Maverick Mom of Three, Maker, Family Culture Builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. So I do have like three different examples here for you. So the first one is, I was in college. And my freshman and sophomore year of college, I was really working my butt off and partying my butt off, to be totally honest with you, okay? And, you know, I lived in Cedar Rapids at the time, and then I moved to Iowa City, and I spent a lot of time doing a lot of jobs. I paid my way through college with grants and scholarships and working full time. I went to a community college first, and when I was at that community college, it was very easy for me to keep good grades and to work all the time. And really what that was from was, you know, grading was similar to how it was in high school. It was participation and homework and then test. So I was able to do fine with that. But my junior year, when I transferred to Iowa and I was working full time at the bank as a teller and in the marketing department and just doing night classes, I didn't have a ton of time to study, and I'll be honest, studying wasn't a priority for me anyways. It was mostly partying and working. I really let my grades slip. I was in the like D's get degrees mantra because I just really didn't care. How Iowa was set up was more based on test scores, a midterm and a final, and that's it. And I was a notoriously bad test taker, so I did not do well at Iowa. And after my junior year, I had a big breakup and it really wrecked me. So between not doing well in school and this breakup, my mind went to like, I got to get out of here. Like I want to go. I don't know what to do. I'm not doing well at what I'm trying. I'm not happy. I need out. And I think within a 2-week period, I had decided I'm going to move to Spain. I'm going to study abroad. And this was like a what to most people that I told, like kind of thought, whatever, this is a flavor of the month. She's going to get over this. But no, I think I announced it in like Thanksgiving and left in January. And my mindset was really, you know, when am I going to get the chance to do this? I want to go experience life on the other side of the world. I had taken Spanish in high school. And so, you know, to me, it was safer to go to a Spanish-speaking country. But I'd already been to Mexico. I'd already been to Costa Rica. And I was really thinking about, like, where could I go that might be a harder jaunt to get to when I'm older? And that's when I chose Spain. So I did. I studied abroad in Spain for 6 months. And then even when you decide you're going to study abroad in Spain, you know, your options are, like, to go live with Americans or to go live with a family, like a host family. And I chose to go live with a host family. And I still talk to the mom that I lived with, Begonia, and she was this incredible woman. And I really, really loved living with her and experiencing Spanish culture and being abroad. And I'm actually going to do a whole episode on this because it just, the relationships that I made in Spain, both in Spain and as an American, with other Americans, really made an imprint on my heart and my life in a big way. And the big thing that it taught this little small town girl from Iowa is there's so much more to the world than this little tiny town that we're from. It way opened my eyes and said, like, get out. There's so much to see, do, and explore. And I loved that. When I got over there, I went to 22 countries, a lot of them by myself, and I got robbed 3 times, and it was crazy, but amazing. Like, I talk about this in the Bloodlines and Storylines episode. I met my Seelman cousins in Germany by showing up at their doorstep to go visit the brewery. And it was such a fun way. Like, I remember when that happened, like, it was, 2006. And I called my dad and I'm in a hostel. And I said, Dad, I really want to go see the brewery. Like, can you send me the address and help me figure out where it is? And the fax machine at this hostel just started going, you know, and you're being like charged by the minute and by the page back in those days. And I just kind of thought, like, how am I going to find this place? And figured out where and how to get there. I'm rambling now, but the point is, taking these leap of faith or taking a chance can prove, like, to just be so passionate for you. You can find something so amazing when you jump, but you can't do that if your foot is in a bear trap, right? So studying abroad in Spain was huge. It was amazing. And that for me was one of the very first big leap of faith that I took, if you will. So another leap of faith that I will tell about is, so I was living in Chicago after college. That's where I met my husband, Tom. And before I met Tom, it felt like, you know, I had a good career. I had my own condo in Chicago. It felt like I had all the pieces, but someone to spend my life with. And that meant a lot to me. And I was online dating at the time, and it just absolutely sucked. Like, it was a terrible experience, and I hated it. And I had honestly given up on it and said, I'm done with this. I'm not online dating anymore. I'm just going to focus on myself, and got off all the accounts. And the next day I got on the plane to Las Vegas and met my husband. So I always joke with people and say, you know, like, what happens in Vegas can follow you home and marry you. So don't listen to all the jokes about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, because that definitely didn't happen for me. Going to Vegas and meeting him, then it felt like, you know, once I had that peace in place of, like, I could see myself with him, the other things started to crumble for me. I lost my job. And then that big crash was happening in the housing economy at that time. And it was like, well, what are we going to do? Like, and I was job hunting, and Tom was like, why don't we just move back to Iowa? If you're going to take a pay hit, why don't we go back to Iowa, where it's just cheaper to live and you're closer to friends and family? And I thought, is he serious right now? Like, he has everything to lose making that move here to Iowa with me. But I didn't want to. I really didn't want to. I had this, like, tail between my legs type of feeling, wanting to come back home. I didn't really want to come back home. But everything that he was saying made so much more sense, right? And I kind of knew my plan, if you will, was to be in the city, to get married and move to the suburbs, and then maybe once we have kids, come closer to Iowa or back to Iowa. So to me, it was just accelerating that timeline, and it made sense. And it was like, okay, fine, we can do that. So we did. And it was starting over in a lot of ways. Like, I went from building up a career and doing well in Chicago to taking an entry-level marketing job back when I came home to Iowa. That's where I met Aaron, and I've talked about him in many episodes, and he's been on the podcast a handful of times, an amazing mentor in my life, who's helped me get to many different levels of success. So I don't regret any of these moves at all. It's just that move from Chicago back home felt like another monster leap of faith. And I'll be honest, and leave it at a cliffhanger. It feels like we're on the cusp of another monster leap of faith right now. But we don't know what it is. So that's really all I can say right now about that. But I'll just say stay tuned, because there's going to be a lot more coming where that came from, because we're in the midst of figuring it all out. So yeah, wild one, I just want to ask you, are you being tethered somewhere right now? Do you have a foot in a bear trap, but you really want to jump? How high can you really get with that trap on your foot? What does taking it off look like? How can you do that? Where do you want to jump? And just if there's something that could help you with this, I would say you can check out the episode I just did with my friend Mike Northcott, and it's called Planning for Action. But that might help you think of the vision for where you're going or what you want to do. Because Mike has helped Tom and I through years worth of navigating uncharted territory, and he has a pretty good system for doing so. So wild one, I hope that if you get a chance, you take it. And if you get the chance to jump, you jump high. This might be one of the only chances you get. And when you're 80, what do you want to look back on and remember or say? Don't live in regret. Go do the thing, whatever it is. You're the only one that'll know the answer to that. Okay? Until next time, my friend, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentional.